My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Colonel Wesley Martin. He held a number of distinguished roles during the U.S. operation in Iraq, including commander of Camp Ashraf, where just about a year ago there was a significant attack from the Iraqi army against a group known as the People's Mujahideen of Iran. We'll talk about that. But as a member of the military police and a leading figure and an officer in that role, we want to get the colonel's thoughts on how we left things security-wise and what he expects to happen as time goes on in Iraq. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
I appreciate for being here.
The attack on April 8th, 2011 at Camp Ashraf against the People's Mujahideen of Iran is not a story that a lot of people know a great deal about, but it perhaps tells you a little bit about the tensions that go on in the region, not only between the two countries, but even inside Iraq, given the different branches of Islam that exist there. What is most significant about that event and the anniversary of it just in a couple days from now?
The People's Mujahideen Organization of Iran got caught in a bad situation. When the American forces led the coalition in 2003, the organization immediately surrendered their weapons to the Americans and signed a ceasefire agreement and accepted the protected person status from the Americans and started working very closely. They were in Iraq, but their focus was on Iran, not the rest of the work that Saddam was doing and his attacks against his own people. They were focused strictly against the fundamentalist regime of the Ayatollah in Ahmadinejad. So working with the U.S. was actually a pretty good fit for them because they were democratic fighters wanting to bring democracy to Iran, and now the nation that identifies itself as the greatest democracy on earth and in history was now present. And it was actually a good fit. I was first the anti-terrorism officer for all coalition forces in Iraq, and I did an assessment on this group. Even though our State Department called them a terrorist organization and identified them officially that way, I did an assessment and realized these are not terrorists. And in 2004, Congress changed the law to specifically say you must be foreign, a threat to the U.S. and its citizens, and have the means to do it against the U.S. or its citizens. And the last two, they clearly were not involved in. They should have been removed then. But the secretary, moving towards Condoleezza Rice and now Hillary Clinton, didn't want to move them because it would upset the Iranian regime and may cause Iran to do something in retaliation. Considering what they're already doing, building a nuclear weapon, trying to kill the Saudi ambassador on American soil, close off the Strait of Hormuz, I don't know what the State Department's worried about because Iran's already doing it.
Well, let's just talk about it from an Iraqi perspective during the mission there, between funding insurgents, sending their own people across the border as well as weapons. I don't know if you got any more insight. You just said you're not sure what more our administration, Republican or Democrat, feared was going to happen, but did they give any explanation as to what they did fear might happen?
What they feared at the time was Iran would help feed the insurgency. They were already doing that. As the anti-terrorism officer, I had identified an area from Al-Qut over to Al-Najaf and Kabbalah that I called the Iranian Wedge, in that Iran was already feeding the insurgency there. And an active member of the Al-Qaeda personally told me that he was getting his weapons from Iran. Even though he was Sunni and they were Shia, it's the enemy of my enemy. So the Iran was actually sending weapons over to Al-Qaeda to fight us as well. So this thing about, well, we don't want to upset Iran, that was so erroneous of both the Bush and the Obama administrations.
We're talking with Colonel Wesley Martin, retired U.S. Army. As you heard, he's very active in a leadership role in the security operations, military police inside Iraq. And, sir, obviously, U.S. troops are now out of Iraq. This happened just less than 9 months after this incident in Camp Ashraf. Based on the training that you did and that the skills that you're aware of that you left with the security forces in Iraq, how competent are they to handle the job long term?
The Iraqi security forces, one, they can't be trusted. They are heavily infiltrated by Muqtada Sadr, who boasts of his Mahdi army doing thousands of attacks on the Americans. They're very, very focused towards the Shia government, which is also pro-Iranian. And moving back to Sadr for a minute, it's interesting that State Department is declaring this organization that worked with us very closely at Ashraf as being terrorist, and yet they have never taken the courage to declare Muqtada Sadr as a terrorist. and his Mahdi army is a terrorist organization. The hypocrisy runs deep.
So what's your expectation for Iraq in the near future?
Iraq is actually going to pull further away from the United States. The only reason they're holding on to it now is because of the financial help that's going over there. And Maliki is working to solidify his hold on the government. U.S. is getting ready to send another $13 billion over there, which Maliki will skim. And even if he only skims 0.1%, that gives him $13 million. And that man's never going to settle for 0.1%. He has been running his secret detention facilities. His son's been out buying land all through the Middle East. The country is going to pull further away from the United States, and Maliki is just playing us for right now.
So given the sectarian differences, are we looking at potentially another civil war there? Are we looking at just a consolidation of power, given that the Shias are a majority power there? What's your expectation?
The potential of the civil war is always there, and it's certainly there. The Al-Qaeda tried to kill Sistani back in 2004 to get to the Shias and the Sunnis to fight. That failed. We were able to block that. And then when they did blow up the mosque in Samarra, that erupted very, very close to a civil war, and a lot of genocide going on. What I see for the future, the potential of a civil war being there, but I do see Maliki consolidating power that he's already doing by declaring Tariq Hashimi, his Sunni vice president, as supporting terrorism. And I know Tariq, and Tariq and I were working on projects together to prevent death squads, which Maliki's now accusing them of. So I see Maliki consolidating his power, but I don't potentially see a civil war, but I do see a lot of genocide going on. And that's exactly what's going on towards the People's Moshe Adin Organization of Iran, is it's going to be genocide. If Maliki had his way, he would have rolled them all up and sent them back to Iran already.
Colonel, do you get the sense that we should have stayed longer than we did, or would this have been the outcome regardless of when we left?
It probably would have been the outcome regardless. Maliki knew what he was doing when he set a condition for Obama that if the U.S. forces stay, they will be under Iraqi law. That's a condition that we can never accept, especially in a country like Iraq. So the president had no choice but to pull it, and Maliki knew that at the time. That's why he set a condition that was just totally unacceptable. What should have happened is Donald Rumsfeld should have listened to Shinseki and the 10-year study on the invasion of Iraq and gone in with the right number of troops. Instead, he ended up firing Shinseki, putting a man of his choice in, and then the forces went in with about two-fifths of what we really needed. And as a result, we were not able to secure the country quickly. We did not secure the borders. So at this point, the war dragged on so long, we just made more and more enemies in Iraq. And as a result, the people were getting very hostile with our presence as well. It just wasn't done right from the day the soldiers went north of the two berms out of Kuwait.
Colonel, we appreciate your expert analysis, and we appreciate your time very much today as well. Thank you.
Sure, I appreciate it. Bye.
Retired U.S. Army Colonel Wesley Martin, a former commander of Camp Ashraf. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.